Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the Totally Unauthorized Minecraft Fan Show, where we learn about Minecraft from Minecraft fans like you. Let's meet today's Minecrafters.
Hi, my name is Jackson.
Charlotte.
Jacob.
Max.
Joss.
Hi, I'm Nero.
Abby.
Zoe.
Ozzy.
Theo.
Today, we're leaving dry land to explore the Minecraft ocean. What should we take on our voyage? Let's start by packing some potions.
I usually take water breathing because when I take water breathing and drink it, it makes you not lose any bubbles so you don't take damage.
A potion of water breathing prevents you from losing oxygen underwater. What other potions are good for the ocean?
Usually, I bring night vision because underwater, it's actually very dark if you don't have a special potion to let you see better underwater. It also makes the water very bright, which can look pretty weird, though.
There are some great enchantments for ocean exploration, too. For example, a helmet enchanted with respiration lets you breathe for longer underwater. What other enchantments do we want?
Death Strider basically lets you walk around very easily on the ocean floor.
The Depth Strider enchantment lets you move faster in the water. At level 3, you can swim as fast as walking on land. If you'd rather walk on the surface of the water, there's an enchantment for that too.
If you're trying to travel across water, there's the Frostwalker enchantment. It turns the water that you are walking on into ice, so you can walk on the water.
We've got our supplies, so let's get out on the ocean. Of course, there are different kinds of ocean in Minecraft.
There's frozen oceans, cold oceans, lukewarm oceans, and warm oceans.
Shallow ocean and deep ocean.
Let's start in the frozen ocean.
There's a special kind of ice called blue ice there. There's usually a lot of polar bears. The water is usually really, really dark blue.
The surface of a frozen ocean is mostly covered by ice. Nothing grows on the bottom, not even seagrass or kelp. As you get into warmer waters, though, the ocean is full of life.
And in the warm ocean, you'll find coral reefs, plenty of tropical fish.
You can always distinguish a warm ocean by its greenish water, which may sound slimy and dirty, but it's warm ocean, so it's kind of normal. They actually have coral reefs there, which are very, very bright and very brightly colored.
There is fire coral, tube coral, brain coral, and horn coral.
Is it possible to build a coral house back on land?
Well, if you have it underwater, it's colorful, but if you take it out of the water, then it would just turn gray.
if you plant corals on land, it's not actually going to look pretty because they automatically turn, and because within like 5 seconds, they turn into dead corals.
There is a trick, though, for keeping coral alive on land.
It'll stay alive if you put it in the middle of a desert, as long as one of the blocks around it is water.
We'll meet some ocean mobs in a minute. But first, let's take a quiz break. This is your turn to show your Minecraft mastery. I'll give you a clue, and then you say the answer. Ready? Here we go. You need this type of pickaxe to break obsidian.
Diamond pickaxe.
This type of skeleton spawns only in cold biomes.
Stray.
Use three of these to craft bread.
Wheat.
If you break the leaves on an oak tree, you might get this fruit.
Apple.
This enchantment lets a crossbow shoot three arrows with each shot.
Multi-shot.
Doing this changes your spawn point.
Sleeping in a bed.
Let's get back to the water. You can spot some amazing animals in the Minecraft ocean, especially in warmer biomes.
I like the tropical fish partly because there are more than 3,000 types of tropical fish. I like them because they're so colorful and they swim around in schools and they're really nice to look at if you're bored in Minecraft.
Sometimes you can also see stuff called sea pickles. They're basically like underwater torches. If you're exploring an underwater cave, they are very, very helpful.
I think dolphins are the most amazing thing.
Dolphins, if you feed them raw cod, which you can get really, really easily, they're supposed to lead you to shipwrecks.
Of course, there are dangerous mobs in the ocean too, like guardians.
They're like a cube with a tail, and then they shoot things at you.
Guardians spawn around ocean monuments. We'll talk more about those on the next show. In the meantime, what other hostile mobs live underwater?
Drowns!
Well, they're basically zombies that live underwater. When you drown a zombie, it will turn into a drowned, and then the drowned can pretty much go anywhere underwater.
Sometimes they spawn with tridents, which they can throw at you, which have a higher amount of damage than a diamond sword.
Drowns are way too strong. You just started the game and you spawn near an ocean. Oh, there's a dolphin. I want to go see the dolphin. Whoops, that drowned over there has a trident. Looks like you're dead. Oh man, gotta start again.
Finally, the ocean floor holds secrets and treasure.
There's basically like a lot of shipwrecks and stuff.
Shipwrecks look like pirate ships. They can appear in any kind of ocean or even on beaches. They might be upright, sideways, or upside down. Inside, you'll find up to 3 chests.
There's lots of chests, and it contains enchanting books, iron, diamonds, gold, and if you're lucky, sometimes emeralds.
If you are really, really, really lucky in shipwrecks, you may actually find a treasure map. Me and my brother found a treasure map while playing Minecraft. We could not believe our luck. We were going to strike it rich on our very first time going underwater in Minecraft.
It's kind of like an old-fashioned pirate map. It has an X on it. If you travel to that X and land right on top of it and then dig down, you should make a pretty wide hole. You should find a treasure chest.
Once you get there, there's part of the sea and special items like diamonds and gold that you can find inside those treasure chests.
Part of the sea. That's our pro tip of the day. Heart of the sea is a rare item that looks like a big blue pearl. You can only find one in a buried treasure chest. Do you know which powerful block can be crafted from Heart of the Sea? Combine Heart of the Sea with 8 Nautilus shells to craft a block called a conduit. You place the conduit underwater inside of a special frame built from prismarine or sea lanterns. Once the conduit is activated in this way, it gives every nearby player water breathing, night vision, and haste. The conduit also attacks hostile mobs that get too close. It's a lot of work to craft and activate a conduit, but once you do, it becomes the perfect hub for any underwater base. After exploring, you might want to make your home on the ocean.
So, I took a bunch of boats and I just set out, and I found a new island with one tree on it. So I started to explore the island. I couldn't find my way back, so I just decided to stay on the island. Long story short, I have the tiniest wooden house you've ever seen.
Sometimes there's underwater ravines, so when there's magma blocks, there's bubbles, and I like that, so I would build a house near there.
You can even build your house underwater.
I would build mine out of glass because you could see the ocean life.
I would put sea lantern to go with the biome.
One challenge of building underwater, though, is that your house is full of water.
So you can build a house underwater, but you don't want to be swimming around because it takes the whole day to move around in your house.
How do you get the water out of your house?
Okay, you're building underwater. You go in your inventory, like, how do I get all this water out? And then you stumble upon some sponges. You're like, oh, I can use this. So you place the sponge on the ground, and automatically it will suck up a quarter of the water. And then you start putting them in other places, and eventually the water will be all gone.
I'll probably have extra sponges in case somebody opens a door and the water comes in, and you can just suck it up.
So since you're probably going to open the door and swim up to the surface, you're probably going to be like, how do I not get it flooded? Maybe you can have an extra wall of sponges in the entrance and then open the door and then close it behind you and make sure the wall of sponges are still there.
How about you? Have you ever had a great ocean adventure? Have you ever built an ocean home that you loved? Now, here's a story from Miles about the dangers of mining.
So, I was with my dad playing Minecraft. We were just starting out again, and I was really excited because I found a ravine while mining. And I was exploring. There's so many diamonds. So I was took out my iron pickaxe and got lots of diamonds. Redstone, iron, gold. I was getting basically every single ore. And then when I found more diamond, I went over to get it. I was just standing on the diamond block, so when I mined, the lava was right under me, so I kind of just fell right into the lava. And I was screaming, I was like, Dad, come help! But he couldn't help in any way, even if he was there. So I was just screaming for help. And so I just lost all my materials. It was sad.
On the next show, we'll visit some dangerous places. Until then, here's a challenge for you. You're going on a treasure hunt for Heart of the Sea. First, find a dolphin and feed it raw cod. The dolphin should lead you to a shipwreck. Inside the shipwreck, you'll find a treasure map with the location of a buried treasure chest. And inside that chest, you'll find Heart of the Sea. Happy crafting!